You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build the social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today I am talking to Carissa Williams, who is someone that has a ton of experience. And I feel like, you know, when you just chat with somebody for a few minutes and you feel like the conversation can go in so many directions, I feel like it's going to be one of those conversations today. So Carissa is a certified life, health, and mastery coach through Health Coach Institute. She's also a motivational speaker, a certified personal trainer, and a HIIT and Group X instructor through NAFTA. And what we're going to be diving into today is really around, we're going to talk about marketing. We're going to talk about how to really build those grassroots relationships. And we're also going to tie in some things about work-life balance and really lean on her as a life, health, and mastery coach as well. So you're going to hear all of that woven into our conversation today. So thank you so much, Carissa, for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Ashley. I'm excited for our conversation.
Yeah, me too. So I want to start with your story because I know you have an incredible story. You have a huge physical transformation that you've accomplished. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, your story and how you got into doing what you're doing now?
Absolutely. So I'll keep it as short as possible because I know I want to be able to get to those work-life balance tips and all sorts of the marketing strategies. So 10 years ago, I used to weigh over 213 pounds. And I know the audience maybe can't see me, but I am 90, that's 90 pounds difference from where I'm at today. So 10 years ago, let me paint the picture for you. I was married. I have two beautiful, amazing children. We were stationed in Germany. And I had walked into a doctor's office for an appointment, and that doctor gave me some real honest feedback. And she said, Carissa, you are 5 foot tall, you are 213 pounds. If you don't change your lifestyle, you are heading down a very wrong, like very scary path, you know? And I'll tell you first, Ashley, I was mad. I was embarrassed. I hated my body as it was. I mean, nobody gets that, like nobody really wants to be heavy. And when I was, you know, heavy, I felt defeated by my weight. I was ashamed. I was embarrassed just to be with my husband. You know, my sex life was down the drain. Like everything was really being affected by not just my physical body, but also my mindset that comes around with just not being happy, like not loving yourself. So I was super mad. I was like, are you kidding me? Did you just call me, like, did you just put me in the O word, like the O category? And I was like, oh no, you didn't. Like I was mad. Mm-hmm. And I drove home. It was about 20 minutes drive. And I don't know if you've ever had one of those conversations in the car where you're just like a total yelling match with just you and yourself. And my daughter, who was 2 at the time, she just looked at me like, oh my God, I hope mom doesn't have a breakdown. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was just super mad. Mm-hmm. I got home, I lit a cigarette and I huffed and puffed my entire afternoon away. I was pissed off, you know, and I was just super, super not feeling great. And the next morning, I thought that I would maybe just be able to forget it all. But turns out when you have like an aha moment in a doctor's office with some reality check that just got slapped in front of your face, everything doesn't change, right? Mm-hmm. And instead, I was like, I kind of feel empowered to change in a weird way, but I'm not quite sure what that even meant. So I got up, I walked my son to the bus stop. I stopped by my friend Jamie's house for like the morning gossip. That was very much a morning routine for us. We smoked cigarettes. We drank at least 2 pots of coffee before we all kind of made our way back home. Well, when I got home, Ashley, I sat on the couch and for the first time, I looked at a picture of my mom and the first time ever in my entire life that I see all 320 pounds of her. I saw her battle, her 10-year battle with cancer. I saw her diabetes. I saw the quality of life that she was living and it was terrible, right? And I was like, wow, that's scary. And if that's what I have to look forward to in 10 years, I need to do something right now. Like I made myself a promise that day. I said, you are better than this. You need to raise your standards. You need to get back into shape. You need to start loving yourself. And that was the day. Like that was the crazy moment that I hit rock bottom. And I was like, I don't just want to be the best mom. I don't just want to be a better wife, a sexy wife, right? I want to be the best version of me. And I don't even know what that looks like right now. But all I know is that these couple of things, I know I need to eat less. I was literally eating 2 or 3 plates at a time, making ridiculous excuses of why I needed to eat this food now versus saving it for later. And I knew I needed to move my body. And even though I hated the gym every day, you know, it was like, you can do it. You got this, you know, and just put your hoodie on. I didn't even feel like I belonged in that gym. I don't know if any of you have ever been there, but like you're embarrassed to be on the elliptical machine inside the gym with fit people. Like I was like, that's not even my place. But I knew I needed to move my body and eat a little less, eat a little cleaner. But I also knew that that would only go on so long before I kind of got tired. I mean, as my body was starting to ache because I was, you know, pushing it, the motivation was running out. And I said, okay, I need a couple extra things. I need a tribe to help support me with my daughter because me taking her in this little baby play area in the gym was just not going to cut it. And then B, I needed accountability. And for me, that meant I always talk to my mom every single day. And I know my mom will be super honest and brutal with me, just like that doctor was. So when I want to make excuses, I called her and she was like, hell no, get back up, get going again. So that's honestly where the weight loss journey started, was hitting rock bottom, was starting one day at a time. It was all about creating the motivation and accountability that I needed. And that just slowly, we ended up moving back from Germany, back into Nebraska, back in my hometown, ended up starting up a business, but I live in a smaller community, I guess, smaller-ish. It's not anything huge, but the community was watching my weight loss go down. Obviously they were seeing not just the physical weight, but they were starting to see me grow confidence within my business. And they were starting to meet just, my energy was like electric and they're like, oh my God, we want to be around this girl. And so as the weight went down, so did the success. The success went up. And that just led me to my career as the marketing and HR director for a local body shop. But about 6 years into that, that's when I had this like major crazy idea that maybe I wanted to become a health coach. And that's where it all started. It was on social media one day. So it didn't take me long. You know how that is when you have a side passion, you have this hustle and you're like, I love helping women achieve like not just what their body goals are, but I love helping women love themselves. You know, I love helping women figure out strategies so how they can overcome things. And that was the side thing. Like I did that for free while I worked my tail off in the marketing industry, burning myself out and realizing one day that I can't have it all. Like I needed to let something go. And I walked away from my 6-figure career to become a coach. And that's where I guess it all started.
Well, there's a couple of things that you said that I think are really important points. The first is that when it comes to change, I think a lot of us get caught up that change is hard. And we keep telling ourselves that over and over and over again. Here's the thing about change. It happens in an instant, like you just said, right? As soon as you make the decision to change, it's easy to change. Yes. And that is actually something that I love that Tony Robbins always talks about. There's been a couple of key things I can always pinpoint back in my life. As soon as that change happened, it was like easy to pinpoint. It happened in a split second. And the other thing that's super interesting about your journey and how you've broken it down is, of course, you have this motivation. You have this like pivotal moment that happens that, you know, your motivation is up, but you had this realization that that wouldn't be enough. And this is where a lot of people end up falling to the wayside, is that there are six sources of influence that help you achieve a goal. And if four of them, of the six, are in place, you will be successful. So you've got motivation on one side, and then you've got ability on the other. Yeah. And then you talked about accountability as well as having that tribe. So it's interesting because you obviously were able to really pinpoint your success and what led to that. And I think a lot of people just rely on motivation. They're like, oh, if I was just more motivated. And it's like, it's because you're missing out.
Motivation runs out. I will tell you that all day long.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. If you don't have those other factors, you know, like you're not, and then of course you've like cemented those habits, right? So that comes down to your ability. So your education, how you're backing it up with all your skills, you know, having that motivation from your social circle, like all these things play into it. And it's just, I always love hearing that when people have like nailed down exactly what it is that helps them be consistently successful. Because how we process things, if we say something is easy or we think something is hard, and that's what we tell ourselves all day, it will be. So the more tools and, you know, the more tools and things that you have to stay on that path, like it just becomes easy and easy and easier. And we keep telling ourselves that. And I feel like that's where just like momentum builds. It's
right,
like,
right. And that's where the mindset, like the shifting of it all. And that's why I call it hit the reset button. Like I'll teach men or women, like, I don't care what you're going through, but hit the reset. Right. And that hitting the reset. And at the time I didn't know that, like, you know, obviously it takes time. I wouldn't even be able to pinpoint those moments, like you said. Mm. I just knew back from my gymnastics days, I was like, okay, I need a tribe, right? I need people. Mm. I need accountability. I needed my coach to, like, you know, do whatever. And then my coach also taught that you visualize success versus visualizing what it's not going to, you know, like, oh.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge, like, plant the seed, nurture it, grow the idea. I'm a big time manifester. I'm always like, whatever I say is going to happen, it's going to happen. So be ready, good or bad. Like, you live the life you want, you know, that you're playing. You're living the game. And if you're going to constantly say that the stuff's hard, then that's exactly what you get every day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would 100% agree that motivation runs dry. And there are days where I don't feel like getting up and continuing to work out. Sure, I'm human, right? There are days I want to eat pizza. There are days that I want to just completely let myself go.
Yeah.
But I hit the reset and I just don't stay in that area. I just hit it. I go, I realign with my why and my vision. And then I go, you know, and I'm like, okay, you're right. Like, you're not going to sit here and do this.
Well, and even the manifestation stuff, like, I think before I had ever done any mindset work or like any masterminds, I always thought it was like too woo woo and I didn't know what it actually meant. But then I really like leaned into understanding the purpose of meditation and having an experience where like I could feel every emotion of what I was trying to manifest. Like you almost, it's just like, for me, it happened as this like out of body experience where like every emotion I could picture, like I was driving up our driveway of our new house. I could see the pool. I could see all these things. And like you wake up from that and you're like, holy smokes, it's already happened. Like I can already feel those emotions. And I think it's just, again, it's like this momentum driving force that you can't, like after you felt those emotions, you can't look away. It's like, no, that's where I'm going. Like, that's where it is.
And I do that with my clients, you know, and that's one of their favorite sessions is visualizations. Mm. I call them mental rehearsals. And we do them several times because I want to teach them that this is a strategy, you know, 100%. And our mindset's like, it's huge. We have to be able to see it. Like even the bank account growing, I don't care what it is. And business all day long, like let's visualize the deposits that are being made. Let's visualize the things that your family will get to do when you're less stressed. I love it. I love it. I'm a junkie. Yeah. People are like, what world do you even live in? And I'm like, it's awesome over here.
Yeah. Well, it's like you think about it. If you look around your surroundings, your environment, everything that you have around you was created in your mind first. Mm-hmm. So how would it not work the same way that whatever you want in your life, the bank deposits, growing, you know, like it all started internally first and then it manifests itself externally. So I love that. Wow, your coaching style is just like, it's so aligned and in tune with, like, I wrote a post today on manifesting your dreams and talking about that. It, like, and I love when, like, that vibe and that energy is, like, the exact same. Super cool. I love when that happens. So let's talk about marketing, because I think that there is this angle that people take where they're like, oh, like, I'm really worried about putting myself out there because I don't want to bother people. I don't want my, like, you know, whatever I got going on, it to be like over the top.
Yeah.
You kind of have these two things that happen. People either feel like, okay, the only way to success is I'm going to, hey girl, hustle people, like send these like private messages and just hope, like hope and pray, spray and pray that like something will turn out of that. Or it's sort of like the opposite where they're like, okay, I'm not going to put too much out there because my, you know, whoever, like my mother-in-law is going to judge me, or my, you know, my like great aunt or whatever, like, you know, whoever it is that you may be feeling like doesn't support what you do already. So you just like, you're so worried you either do nothing or you don't do something that's authentic to your style.
Yeah.
So yeah, talk to us about that. What do you think about that? And how do you get over that, do you think?
Well, I think it takes baby steps. And I think that when you start a business, you're growing a business, I do think it takes both. It takes the hustle, right? The hard work, the relentless, every day, day in, day out of going after what you want, and recognizing where you're falling short. It's like, I'm a terrible salesperson. I will always say, I am not a salesperson. I am a relationship builder. And we can talk about that here in a minute, where I just truly believe that what I do is very much a relationship. It's you know, I form partnerships and relationships with clients. I can't expect them to jump in bed and get married to me within a day, you know? So I have to put out that real authentic me. And I find that every time a new story is released, or, and I think the book is going to help a lot too, but every time I go Facebook Live or I let them in on a little bit about my life, the good, the bad, the ugly, right? The divorce, the weight, the addiction, I'm a workaholic. Like, I've got so many abuse, everything. I feel like I've thrown it all into the pot, but I am so real with people. And when people ask me, they're like, wow, you've been there. You know what that feels like. I'm like, yeah, I don't sell a magic pill. You're not going to lose the weight. You're not going to create the sense of balance in your life if you're not making any priorities, you know? So I'm a huge, huge, like, put yourself out there, be real, be authentic, be you. And I don't give a shit what people have to say about it. I'm always like, you're either going to love me or you hate me. You're either going to really like my post or you're not. But I've known from that pass fail, right? Like, that doctor had to be real with me, or I wouldn't have got it. Like, I might not have been here by now. You know what I mean? The judge who slapped me in the face when I was young, when I stole a little lipstick, like, real moment, right? Like, oh God, that was terrible. So I feel like it's just, you have to be so real. And I think that that's one of the programs that I offer. It's called Reclaim Your Best Self. It really is truly about being confident in the skin that you're in, not caring about the people. Like, I care about their opinions, but I don't let them, I guess, hold me back. I'd say, cool, right? Like, I respect your opinion, but I'm still going to jump forward. Like, when I walked away from my divorce, my family, the first thing that they did was like, well, let's talk about this. I said, no. It's not an open discussion. The decision has been made. And I have a lot of clarity in my heart. And in fact, I'm so confident in this decision. I'm not looking for your approval. I'm telling you because I either need you on my side or I will find a tribe that will be there throughout this tough time. So you can judge me, shame me, hate me, totally, you know, like, it doesn't matter. But I, you know, just being who I am and knowing what I want, that's what matters. Like, following your heart. It's one of my secrets to success is, like, tune out the BS of the world, everyone's opinions, everyone's voices, because they all want to chime in. Who doesn't want to help somebody? But tune into your heart and go with your gut and your intention. If that's what it feels right, then that's where you got to go. You know, like, when I chose to walk away from my career, people call me crazy. They're like, what are you going to do for money? I don't know, but I'll figure it out. I'm not worried because I'm a fighter, right? If I can get through all the crap that I've been through, I can get through making a dollar, not a problem. Like, that will come. So it just takes lots of moments of courage and stepping out there. And I trust me, like when you go live or when you're on social and you first share your story, and you're like, hit send. Okay. This is crazy. Right. All of a sudden the floodgates will open and people will see who you are and respect you for that. Like people don't want dishonest people. I don't think people do business with people who aren't, you know, like super apparent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it's like when it comes to really putting yourself out there, I totally agree. Like I either want you to love me or hate me. Like right. There's no real room in the middle there for me. Like you're right. Either, you know, we have the same energy and the same vibe or we don't, because if we're gray in the middle, like this is a mediocre relationship where eventually it's going to be like, it's not you, it's me. And we're going to break up eventually. Right. Like it's either got to be passionate or not. Like there's no room in the middle. And I think that what you're speaking to around, you know, when you think about like friends and family or anybody that is going to have an opinion on our lives, there is like, we all have boundaries and the first person that needs to respect those boundaries is ourselves. Yes. So, you know, there are certain things that like, it's just, sure, you can have, someone else could have an opinion on, but the boundary is that, you know, in whatever I put out there, whoever I work with, that is the boundary that I lead my business by. And I'm not flexing it for anyone. Like right. That is a boundary. And it's the same, you know, what goes in business goes in life. It's the same thing. If there are people in my life that just don't respect that boundary, it's not something I bend. No judgment if you don't agree with right. The same thing. Totally cool. But there's just no space for you if you can't respect it. So right. I think
that that's like you drink the Kool-Aid, right? Like who am I as a coach if I'm going to take your call at 7 o'clock at night? Like I'm getting ready to power down for the night. Like I'm in bed by 8 and I teach work-life balance. So why would I ever set up a time frame for us to talk and do business at 7 or 8 o'clock at night? Like I'm brain dead. I'm not doing you any justice. Yeah. I'm not doing myself anything. And that's that boundary. Like, nope. And a lot of people have troubles with boundaries and blurring the lines every now and then. And I love what you said. What did you say? Gosh, I can't remember. Sorry. I was like, that is good. This is one of those conversations where we could talk all day.
Oh yeah, totally. It made me think about as well, like that, you know, sometimes we're worried about, you know, bothering people and this sort of idea. And we're worried about that fear of rejection, the fear of criticism and all that stuff. Well, as you become, you know, as you gain more and more influence and you help more and more people, like your lovers rise with your haters. Like it's just the balance that happens. And I have a bit of a funny story, one that before it would have tweaked me like a little bit more. And this, like, it just becomes like a little, not a game, but just something that I'm like excited to respond to, because I saw my girl, Rachel Hollis there, shutting down some haters. And I was like, girl, I respect that. Like she's not ignoring it, but she's being real, like honest and to the point. So this person had commented on a video I had put out and it was an ad. So it was like, you know, obviously shot out to a big audience, but there were like 3 or 4 girls that were like, oh, like what filter is she using? Like she looks like she's morphed into something. And they were talking about my eyelashes and all this stuff. And I was like, girl, one, it's good lighting. And two, where can I follow you for makeup tips? Like, let's see it, you know, like, it's just like, before that would have like really probably hurt my feelings. And I would have been like, oh, that sucks. Like not everyone likes me. Well, guess what? That's not my goal anymore. It's to really just help the people that I can help that are my people. And if you've got a problem with fake eyelashes and all the stuff I want to do, like we are really not the right people for each other.
No. Yeah. You're not damn aisle, girl. Like, and it's, you know, like that's the calluses that you kind of build up over the years. And just, it's like, you have to build up that sense of, I see where you're at. It's totally cool. We don't have to get along. Like I'm not a people pleaser anymore. 10 years ago, we would have all been like, oh, I'm so sorry. I offended you. Right. But right now it's, I'm doing my thing and I'm really, really happy. And not a lot of people can say truly that they're living their best life. And every day I wake up, I'm like, how can I live my best life? Like what's 1% that I can do better today? Whether anyone was on board with me or not. I love that. Yeah. And who would Rachel Hollis be if she didn't speak her truth, right? Like, she's amazing. And we love her for that voice. Yep. So hell yeah, she needed to do that. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's just like, if you wouldn't want that person's life, why would you ever take advice from them?
Right.
Like, it's just at the end of the day, like, it really comes down to that. And, you know, like, our energy and where we put, you know, our time and our efforts. Like, I think when you get into that manifesting and really thinking about the positive and focusing on those things, all that other stuff about the fear and the rejection, like, that's choosing a scarcity mindset. You're sure. choosing to focus on the fear when you can replace that with the gratitude, the abundance, like all that stuff just dissipates because you can't feel those two emotions at once. Mm-hmm. Like it just doesn't exist. If your heart is full of abundance, you're not going to be also full of scarcity.
No, no. So and that's why I'm like, once you can unlock that mindset, I'm like, I'm unstoppable. What can't I achieve?
Yeah.
And again, you can either judge me for saying that. And women are like, yeah. Who are you to think that you can go do X, Y, and Z? But I'm like, cool. 5 years from now, I'll be doing it. And you'll probably be following me. You're buying my book. Either way, haters going to hate. They're still going to either support me or not. But
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. You have to unlock it. And then, oof, then I'm like, put your seatbelt on because it's about to get crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. So if you were to give any advice on those that might be, so maybe they're listening to what we're talking about being sort of like, okay, I'm not going to worry about bothering people anymore. I'm going to try to show up authentically. What would be some of the tools that you use to build relationships authentically? I know you've talked about like not holding back, like your story is your story. It's what makes us who we are. It's what connects us. What other things do you use for tools to build relationships?
So I personally love network marketing. So I currently, like I'm in 2 or 3 networking referral groups, right? And at the end of the day, we're all there to do business. But I look at these groups as I have 20 or 30 people that are now my sales force. So when someone says, my life feels out of control and I never have enough time to do X, Y, and Z, they're like, oh, you need to call Carissa. She's a work-life balance coach. She's going to help you, right? So now it takes my single voice that I can't be everywhere. And now it puts me in front of so many different other people's networks, right? Networks are huge and powerful and everyone knows so many people. And so network marketing is probably huge. The next thing would be to really find your niche, like find who you want to work with. I spent my first 2 years in business, like trying to appeal to everyone. I'm like, oh, I have a story for that. I can relate to this. I'm like, no, girl, who are my unicorns? Who do I want to work with? Who do I hang up the phone and like physically do my rock sign symbol? I'm like, yeah, like they can't see me, but I'm like, yes, you know, those are the people that I want to work with. Because if not, again, just like motivation, that passion runs out for it. And you're like, well, now what? Like, I guess I'm just stuck in a job. I'm like, I am literally working with people and women that I and men and that I absolutely love. I only take speaking engagements that excite me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take things that are like just, again, draining my energy. We only have so much energy to give. Mm-hmm. So understanding your niche, network marketing. I think once you're real with people and you start building those relationships within the groups, take it one step further. Like I take it like, if I'm a coach, right, and it's X amount of dollars to work with me, who does my client date before they get to me? Okay. So that's real good, right? Like if I'm the coach, I'm an expensive package. And most people have tried the yo-yo diets. They're constantly, right? I bought a Peloton and I bought all these things and they're not working. Well, that's great, but you have zero accountability with that stuff. So I'm kind of like the glue that pieces it together. So I think when you can identify who your 2 or 3 people that they go to first. My clients typically date a personal trainer or they have a gym membership that they never use. Mm-hmm. My clients typically, if you're going, I work with a lot of females. I just say I help babes boss up, right? In so many different areas of life. So sometimes it's going through a tough transition. So a divorce attorney for me is really important. An attorney that not only is just an attorney, but their mindset matches my mindset. Like their mission is all about my mission. So you have to find, you know, each other, like that vibe, just like a client. Like I want to be able to refer back. It's not about a one-way street. So if I can't refer clients say if some aha moment happens in a coaching session and you want to buy a house or you want to get a divorce, I got to trust that I can send you somewhere amazing. So that's huge. So like I partner up with an attorney. I partner up with a holistic medicine doctor because I have Hashimoto's. So why wouldn't I? I see a lot of clients in that area. So I have about three or four partnerships that I've created. And that takes time. Again, and I don't want to hop in bed either with a business partner, right? And then be like, oh gosh, you did these clients wrong. Like that's screwed up. So I want to get to know you for 3, 6 months to a year before this is my business. This is my baby. That's my word. It's my integrity. If I'm sending you to someone. So those are kind of it. And then always drink that Kool-Aid, you know, like don't be the person that like preaches it and then doesn't do it. I think that that's huge. And I think people see right through that. Funny story, when my car is all like logoed out and it's all 365 Daily Hustle. And I'm in a, again, smaller town. And someone texted me one day and they're like, I can't believe you were in the drive-thru line at Taco Bell. And I was like, I'm at working. What are you talking about? And they're like, I just saw your car. And I was like, okay, look in the driver's seat. And they're like, oh, it's your son. I'm like, yeah, it's my son. Do you really think that I would be, you know, like fueling my body with garbage? Like, no, I literally, you know, I drink the Kool-Aid that I preach. So I'm in bed by 8, I'm up by 4, I do the dang thing. And I think that alone, like people look at that and they're like, wow, that's who I want to work with. Right. Mm-hmm. She's figured it out. So,
yeah. So I want to break these down one extra step. So when we say working with network marketers, so what would be the action that a social seller listening could take there? Is it joining? Like, what would you recommend they do?
I'm all about it. Okay, break it down. It's all about action. So in my town, you have chambers of commerce, right? Every chamber typically has a tips group, some sort of marketing referral group. There are BNIs, so Business Networking International. There are Senosphere groups. There are groups that if you were like I'm in a health one, there's 15 of us that are only in this field, right? So we're dating the same clients, but we're not the same, you know, we're not the same solution because some people need the dietitian. They don't need a coach. Some people do need the trainer. And so when you can, again, come together with like-minded people. So reaching out, you can't be lazy. I mean, we're talking about like just Google networking or networking groups in my area. You're going to come up with so many. But I always think every city has a chamber. Every chamber has a group that can start to plug you in. Some are free, some are costs, you know, some are more than others. Some you have to buy lunch for, whatever. But that's the easiest way to get plugged in. Or just simply, you know, Facebook meetups. There are so many free online meetups. So that would be the action for finding a networking group.
Perfect. And then you could do the same online in some of those groups as well. Like, so you become known as the person that does this. You're there to serve, to give value. And then eventually that comes back to you.
Yeah. It all comes back. Yeah.
Love it. Okay. And niching down, I see this all the time, especially with health and fitness coaches. It's like nobody cares what product you sell and how you get it done, like how you get the job done, but they care why you're different and how relatable you are to their story. Mm-hmm. So that is like, I think just such a key point. It's like, if your target is weight loss and like people that want to lose like 100 pounds, that story and telling people why that's your niche, why you do what you do, like on repeat, because, you know, sometimes we think, oh, I posted it once before. Everyone knows. Like, one, the algorithm, your delivery rate is 2-6%. So you have, you know, a network of 3,000 people. It's not a lot of people that are always seeing it. So it's got to be on repeat.
And then how many times do they have to see that message even before it's synced? Like just
like 11 times.
Story once a month.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you've got to post about it at least 11 times. And that doesn't even mean that, you know, it's got to be in your constant recycling group of things you talk about and tell people why they should work with you and what you do. And then the last one, I love that. So this is all about finding people you can partner up with, looking like one or two steps before they would typically want you or need you, and then building that, like your own little network around that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's huge. So like if you're looking for action, it would literally be just, you know, who, where, like if I was my client, mm-hmm. what would I try first?
Yeah.
What would I try second?
Mm, love
you
it.
Know? And then by the time, because I am a bigger investment for a lot of people, they're thinking, maybe a trainer will do. I, again, coming from someone who's lost 90 pounds, I'm like, it takes more than just the gym. It takes more than just the eating. It takes healthy habits, you know? So it's like, combine us all. We'd be your big superpower team. That'd be awesome. I love clients that are like, oh, cool. I got a nutritionist and I got my personal trainer, but I don't show up to all of my, you know, thing. I'm like, cool. Now we're all going to work together. So yeah, figure out who your client is checking out before you get there.
I love that. Such great advice. So, Carissa, where's the best place for people to find you, follow you, connect, and find out about your book?
Yes. All right. So the book, Women Who Boss Up, is launching in August. Pre-sales are starting. I know you can buy right now on my Facebook page, but eventually here in about a week, it'll be on the website as well. So the biggest place that you can figure out what kind of coach I am, who I help, what I speak on, all those great things is my website, 365dailyhustle.com. Super simple, right? 365dailyhustle.com. And I'm also on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn, but you can find me anywhere. But the biggest spot is honestly is the website.
Awesome. That's great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was such a pleasure to chat with you and to talk about all things like vibes, energy, and and yeah, I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ashley.
If you're ready to turn your Beachbody dream into a Beachbody business, I have something super special for you. My 5-day done-for-you posting party will help you overcome the overwhelm of never knowing what to post so you can show up consistently on social, get off the icky hey girl hamster wheel, and finally see more engagement from customers who enthusiastically slide into your DMs to join your next fitness challenge. This party is totally free to join, and we start on July 27th. Head to ashleyshaw.ca/postingparty to sign up now. You'll get 5 totally templated social media posts that work with accountability and camaraderie in our private business bootcamp for fitness coaches group. And that post-workout feeling of accomplishment comes along right with it. See you there. And again, you can head to ashleyshaw.ca/postingparty to sign up now.